Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is 9/11/2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I felt led to come back on tonight, given what is unfolding, given what the Lord has been speaking to me about and showing me through this. I felt led to come back on tonight. And prophetically continue to break down what is happening in this nation, what the tragedy that happened to Charlie Kirk. And so we're going to get into all of that. I see people coming on. I see Anchorage, Alaska, Washington. God bless you, Sweden. Hello to our international audience. We're so happy to have you with us today. Mississippi, Tulsa, Mesa, Arizona, Ohio, Greece. Hello to our wonderful friends in Greece as well. Cleveland, Tennessee, South Carolina, I see as well. Let's see who else is coming on here. I'll do a few more. Ontario, Canada as well. Let's see who else is coming on. I'm going down the chat. Pennsylvania, North Dakota. Welcome, welcome to all of you. West Virginia, I see as well. Welcome to everybody coming in now. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. The chat is flying. I see Australia as well. Hello to our friends across the world in Australia and Texas and Florida. We're happy to have you with us. So I'm going to open up in prayer. We have a lot to get through tonight. There is a lot to break down about what is going on and what is happening. This runs deep. That's why that's in the title. This really does run deep. We as the church cannot be ignorant. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. It is time, you know, for us to be the watchman on the wall, get on the wall, and be spiritually sharpened to what is happening and how the enemy is moving about, and the power and authority we've been given through Christ Jesus to intercede and dismantle and destroy those attacks. So I'm going to open up in prayer right now, and then we are going to get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father. Lord, I praise you, Father God. Your mercies are every single day. And Lord, we acknowledge that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back into heaven, where he is at the right hand of the Father, victoriously ruling and reigning forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, the weight of your glory, your truth, Father God, mightily descend and go forth tonight. Father, let people feel the weightiness of your presence, Father God. Let the reverence and the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, Father God, go forth mightily tonight, Father. Lord, go before us, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Be our front and rear guard, Father God. Lord, order our steps, order my words tonight, Father God, as we go forth. Fill me and the team, Lord, and those watching in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to fill this place, Lord, to fill this property, to guard above and below against every dimensional access point, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke right now every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, harm of any kind, witchcraft, curses, spells, incantations. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command them to dismantled, destroyed, disabled, nullified, voided, dismantled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted as they cannot carry out their plans. Father God, and let it be cast back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay, Father God. Lord, we are vessels that you fill to be receptacles for your glory, Father God. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. We owe you every breath we take, Father God. We praise you for that. We give you all the glory tonight, Father God. We hand this over to you, Father God. We praise you, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you would be with Charlie Kirk's family tonight and his wife and his two precious children, Father God. Lord, we just ask, because you are ever-present help in times of trouble, that you be that ever-present help for them right now, that you be Jehovah Nissi, their banner, Jehovah Tsidkenu, their righteousness, Father God, that you are their deliverer, their strong tower, Father God, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it, and they are safe, that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Father God. Lord, be Psalm 91 for them in the middle of this, Father God. Comfort them and console them in a way that only you can. We know Charlie Kirk is very much alive with you, Father God, that he is very much alive, Father God, with you, Father God, in your presence, Lord. But those that are left back on earth, Father God, we ask that you minister to them, that you speak to them, that you help them to understand everything that unfolded on a deeper level, Father God, that every bit of trauma and oppressiveness that is attempting to take root in the lives and the souls of his wife and his children, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be broken off now of them right now and cast off in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, to not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, let your healing balm, Father God, be on their souls right now. Be on their minds. Let them not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds. Father, let them not get into bitterness in the middle of this, Father God, but let them continually give it to you, come to you with a humble heart and a contrite spirit, Father God, in the middle of what we may not humanly totally understand, Father. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that your word says you'll never leave us or forsake us, Father God, that you are walking with them, Father God, through this, that you are taking them through this valley of the shadow of death, Father God, because they will fear no evil. You are with them, Father God, your rod and your staff, they comfort them, and you will prepare a table before them in the presence of their enemies, Father God. You anoint their head with oil, their cup runs over, Father. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow the wife of Charlie Kirk and her children all the days of her life and their lives, and they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. I can feel when the presence of the Lord begins to descend. So Father, have your way. Welcome to those of you jumping on. We have a lot to talk about. This runs very deep, and we're going to prophetically do our best to break this all down for you, because we have to understand spiritually what is happening in this situation right now and what is happening in the nation. So today is 9/11, and the Lord has been showing me a pattern of this since last year and way before the election. And the day the towers fell, which is 9/11, 24 years ago, 9/11/2001, intersected with Charlie Kirk's death and an assassin being at large. And this is how the enemy attempts to get into a vein, prophetically speaking. We are watching all of this intersect and converge. I will tell you as well, not long ago, a 4.1 magnitude earthquake struck Utah on 9/11. And the day after, the blood of Charlie Kirk was shed in that state, a 4.1 magnitude earthquake has indeed struck Utah. That is not a coincidence. The earth is crying out. We're going to get into that more in a little bit, but the earth is crying out right now. The blood of the innocent is crying out, and we will get into that. This is not a coincidence that this has happened. So what I want to do before we get into everything, I want to read some scripture that Romans 12 was what I was up to this morning. So it's amazing what is in Romans 12. But I want to read some scripture to you having to do with what we are watching unfold, because we want to go with the word. We want to lead with the word of God in the midst of what is happening. So 2 Corinthians 4, chapters 8 through 12, especially verses 9 through 11. 9:11. We are pressured in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted, struck down, but never destroyed, always carrying around in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown in our body. For we who live are constantly being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evidenced in our mortal body. So physical death is actively at work in us, but spiritual life is actively at work in you. That is profound. And verses 9 through 11, and I'm going to read to you just the part of 2 Corinthians 4, verses 9 through 11. 9:11, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted to stand alone, struck down, but never destroyed, always carrying around in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown in our body. Verse 11, for we who live are constantly experiencing the threat of, in parentheses, being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evidenced in our mortal body. That is profound, given what we are watching unfold. Also, I was in Romans 12 this morning. I was up to that in my reading, and this is what was in Romans 12. Romans 12, chapters 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed and progressively changed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Romans 12, 9, love is to be sincere and active. Hate what is evil. Hold on tightly to what is good. Romans 12, 14, bless those who persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. Romans 12, 19. Beloved, now 9:11 is in that. Romans 12, 19 has not the 9:11 sequence in it. But beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. That is for what has happened yesterday as well. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome and conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. All this scripture applies to what we are watching actively unfold. And I want to show you something shocking. Some of you may have seen this. Some of you may have not seen this. But I want to show you what showed up on Amazon starting the 9th of September. Yes, the 9th, the day before. The shooting of Charlie Kirk by Anastasia J. Casey. This initially showed up on Amazon on the 9th. Now you tell me how this is showing up on September 9th, the day before the man is even shot. And not only that, September 10th and 11th, other books suddenly showed up. Books that suddenly came out of thin air and showed up. Will someone explain to me how this happens if there wasn't premeditation and pre-knowing? And please, Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to say, but will somebody tell Booger Bezos, the head of Amazon, to go and take these things down? These things do not belong up there. And Jeff Bezos, who was just brown-nosing with the president not long ago, should be calling his people and telling them to take this down. This is real. You can go on Amazon. You can search Charlie Kirk shooting. That's all you have to search. And you're going to see this come up. This was premeditation at the highest levels. I was tipped off to this before my broadcast tonight, and I'm grateful I was, because I went and researched it for myself. But yeah, started showing up the 9th of September. You tell me how the day before the man is even shot at, this shows up on Amazon and is allowed. This is a very well-connected labyrinth that we are watching actively be exposed here. Because there's no way even AI, okay, I know AI can write books, but showing up the 9th, the day before it even happens, I'm sorry, but you know what? That is some serious premeditation in that. And Jeff Bezos should take that down, okay? He should take that down. Now, I want to show you something else. There's a lot I'm going to show you that's probably, some of it is going to shock you tonight, but it has to be said. It has to be talked about. As hard as it is, has to be said, has to be talked about. Okay, so I want to show you a map of where Charlie Kirk was speaking and where the shooter was. Now, look at where he was speaking. I just want you to take a good look at that, because it looks like an altar. It looks like he was in the center of an altar. It looks like the cross section of a temple. And universities, what I call universities, are temples of Baal and Ashtoreth, who are also known as Ishtar. This is an attempt to spot the speaking to the young and freeing the young and setting the captives free that are being held captive by this system. Now, I'm going to show you something. Ishtar, the ancient entity that attempted to utilize Kamala Harris to put her in the highest seat of our land back in 2024, was involved in this attempt. This ancient false god that led Israel astray is very much active and involved in what happened, and I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to break it down, and I'm going to prove it to you. Because Charlie Kirk was answering about transgenderism and transgender violence when he was horrifically shot. The temple of Ishtar, the main temple, was in Nineveh back in biblical times. And men dressed up as women in their ceremonies, they were transgender. You think this is a new thing? This is a very ancient practice that has been repackaged to the youth of today. Men dressed up as women and were transgender in their ceremonies. This was the last thing he spoke on before he was shot. Transgenderism is heavily involved in the worship of Ishtar. And I'm going to show you the other hallmarks here, too. We're going to put up an article from The Independent. Search for suspect. FBI releases image with person of interest after ammo found with trans and anti-fascist messages. Authorities said they recovered a high-powered bolt-action rifle in a nearby wooded area. Ammunition inside the rifle was engraved with messages of transgender and anti-fascist ideology. Now, this was engraved. What was engraved was shot and got him in the neck as he was answering about transgenderism and transgender violence. Ishtar is a false god and a demon tethered to men dressing as women. Demons are violent. Transgenderism comes from that pagan violent root. To serve their principality and powers and drive their agenda, they seek to shed blood. And this is what went on in the temple of Ishtar. And for it to officially be that, now think about it, for them to officially do their ceremony in the temple of Ishtar when they did their sacrifice, they had to dress up as the opposite sex or be attached to that transgender practice. This is why Jonah initially, I believe, refused to go to Nineveh the first time when the Lord asked him to go, because he knew these practices and he knew how violent these people were, because you're dealing with the Assyrians. Now, this is where it's going to get very, very interesting with this. Ishtar is tied to Assyria. Assyria elevated the false god Ishtar to a very high level. The Assyrian Empire was founded in 911 BCE. This is how I know this entity that is attached to Assyria is involved in what happened the day before 9/11, because it had to do with transgenderism, and the Assyrian Empire, whom worshipped Ishtar, was founded in 911 BCE. You can go look that up yourself. That is a fact. This is, and we have to realize, these ancient entities are at war today because they want this territory. And so Ishtar, transgenderism, 9/11, Assyrian Empire, it is all connected. It is connected to a very ancient entity, a very ancient pagan nation. This is not by accident that all of this unfolded the way it did. This is how the enemy works in patterns and cycles, and tethers themselves to agendas in order to attempt to do what they did here, which is shed innocent blood. And I'm going to tell you, Charlie Kirk was a modern day evangelist, because evangelists went into the towns and the squares and the areas, and they contended for the faith. He was a modern day evangelist. He was like a Stephen. He was giving the defense before a very hostile crowd. He was Jonah going into Nineveh, going into those universities, which are temples of Baal and Ishtar, and speaking the truth. Now, this was the 24th year since 9/11 happened. This is the 24th year today since 9/11 initially occurred. 2024 was the election where President Trump was elected. His own presidencies equal 9/11. Charlie Kirk was killed 10 months after the election, the day before 9/11, which we'll get into that number 10 in a little while. But I want to set it up here, because there's a lot of layers here that we are going over. Now, I want to go back to 2021, and I want to read you two excerpts from teachings that I did back in 2021. The first one is from A Tower, An Arch, and Build Back Better. A tower, which is where the shooter was. He was up on top of a building, an arch, and build back better. And this is what was said. He compares it to what Washington did crossing the Delaware on Christmas Eve in a nor'easter, which is crazy, but it wasn't, because it was a plan God divinely inspired. It was a sneak attack on the enemy, and what happened? It was the turning point of the Revolutionary War. There's going to be a turning point here, and we're on the precipice of that turning point. It is going to get a little worse before it gets better. Yeah, it is, but it's going to be necessary. That was back September 15th, 2021. Same month, 5 days apart from what happened. 4 years and 5 days apart. Now, 45, who was the 45th president? President Trump. The Lord had me say this, 4 years and 5 days apart from September 10th, 2025 date. So you can look at it that way, as 4 years and 5 days separates this teaching and what was warned from the event that happened. June 28th, 2021. By the time the most of the soldiers had reached the launching point for boats, the drizzle had turned into a driving rain. And by 11 o'clock that evening, while the boats were crossing the river, a howling nor'easter made the miserable crossing even worse. One soldier recorded that it blew a perfect hurricane as snow and sleet lashed Washington's army. This was the turning point of the war. The strategic crossing of the Delaware, with every odd weather pattern against them, it was as if the enemy threw everything but the kitchen sink to try to stop them. However, the Lord was with them, and the battles that ensued from this decision was the turning point of the war. These things were said 4 years ago. And the Lord kept having me use the word turning point. And it is no coincidence that Charlie Kirk's organization is called Turning Point, because this is truly a turning point in America. Now, another thing, Charlie Kirk's name, a lot of you wrote in about this too, and I started to find this out last night, actually. Charlie Kirk's name means church in Old English. He represents the church, literally. He was shot where his trachea is, in the neck. This is a prophetic warning that the enemy is after the voice of the church, to steal the voice of the church that is rising to make a political impact, which turns the nation towards the Lord, which turns the government towards the Lord, which turns the cities towards the Lord, which turns the youth and the universities towards the Lord. This is a warning of what the enemy's agenda is. In this time, it's an attempt to silence the voice of the church. It's an attempt by the enemy to silence the voice of the church from the highest political platforms in the nation. I was talking last night late to Aaron and Deb Antis from Reawaken America, who are dear friends of mine, about this. And we believe collectively that preemptively, Satan was attempting to stop Charlie Kirk from running for president in the future, because the enemy is very preemptive in his behavior. The kingdom of darkness has a pattern biblically of attempting to destroy the heirs to the throne, heirs who would assume office. It's about destroying future leaders that could come into high office and challenge and tear down his agendas. There is a biblical pattern of this. If we look at this throughout the word of God, Pharaoh destroying the Hebrew baby boys because the enemy wanted to preemptively stop Moses. Athaliah, Jezebel's daughter, rising up and destroying all the heirs to the throne to illegally take the throne. Herod killing all male children two and under to attempt to stop Jesus Christ from being raised up. At the core of what drives such is to eliminate competition and stop those who would be raised up to challenge their demonic agendas, because principalities and powers are losing certain rights over certain areas, and they are sadistically attempting to keep that intact desperately by any means necessary. And I will tell you, and this is in Genesis 4, chapters 10 through 11, but Charlie Kirk's blood cries out from the earth as the blood of Abel, who murdered him. Charlie Kirk's blood is crying out from the earth as the blood of Abel cried out. Genesis 4, 10 through 11, the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's innocent blood is crying out to me from the ground for justice. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand." And isn't that interesting that Utah had an earthquake today? It opened up to receive the blood of Charlie Kirk. And Utah's an earthquake today, because the blood of the innocent is crying out from Utah to Almighty God. The blood of the innocent is crying out. And being that the name of his organization was Turning Point, prophetically speaking, I'm going to say it again. This is a very profound, sobering turning point in the nation. Now, July 28th, 2025, I did a broadcast. It had a very prophetic title, considering what just happened, because the titles that are impressed upon me are as important as the content of the broadcast. July 28th, 2025, critical, the time of the political backdraft. It's biblical. That's what we're watching. And I'm going to go over that word from June 8th in a little while, 2024, the political backdraft word. But it was repeated July 28th, 2025, the time of the political backdraft. It's biblical. And it is biblical. Now, we had a blood moon occur September 7th, just 3 days before what happened to Charlie Kirk and what happened in this nation. However, the first blood moon occurred in 2025 on Purim back in March. March of 2025, Purim 2025, having to do with the book of Esther, Haman destroying the people of God, divine reversals. So the first blood moon occurs on Purim 2025. We just had this one that occurred over the other part of the world. The next blood moon is set to occur Purim 2026. March 3rd, 2026, Purim is the next blood moon. This first year of Trump's 9/11 presidencies have been flanked by and marked by blood moons on Purim, where Haman goes out to hunt the people of Almighty God down and puts out decrees of destruction against the people of God that are exposing the plans of the enemy. Mordecai knew what Haman was. Mordecai knew Haman wanted to be king. Mordecai knew that there were plots going on to take down the king. And those decrees of destruction went out. And I had warned, oh, I don't know how long it was, a few months ago, maybe I started saying this, that double blood moons, probably I started warning when Purim happened back in March. Double blood moons on double Purims means there was a great potential for double decrees of destruction to go out. However, this also means that we shall see double divine reversals. Double decrees of destruction may go out, but we will see double divine reversals. Now, February 20th, 2025, before the first blood moon on Purim, there was a broadcast. It was a word from the Lord. The title was "The Hamans Have Gone Out to Hunt." That title is as prophetic as the word. And I'm going to read to you some excerpts of this particular broadcast in this word. And it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, take courage, my capital children, in an hour where the enemy attempts to release fear and instability, to get your focus off of what I, the Lord, am doing in this hour. Fear, capital, and rebellion have been sent together into the earth, and the nations where events happening in tandem are meant to cause fear and uncertainty and doubt, capital, in a time where my people need to be grounded, steadfast, firm watchmen, holding their position, being sober-minded and vigilant, for the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. On the 13th day of the 12th month, says the Lord, your year within the earth," so 13 plus 12 is 25, we're in the year 2025. "On the 13th day of the 12th month, says the Lord, your year within the earth, Haman and the snake, the serpent, are connected, says the Lord. It has collided within the same year, for the super predator is rearing up for a strike, says the Lord, for an attempted strike within your nation of America." Now, this year, China had declared it was the year of the snake. And the 13th day of the 12th month is when Haman put out, I believe, for the destruction originally of the Jews. But 13 plus 12 is 25. And we're in the year 2025. I'll go on. "The spirit of Cain, that same spirit that enticed Cain, has gone out into capitals within your nation, says the Lord. It has gone out to entice leaders to err in this time, to heed the advice of Cain and forsake the ways of Abel that were good and pleasing before me, says the Lord. Cain shall be marked and removed, says the Lord, for what comes forth, the manipulations, the games, the strange sacrifice, that the heart was never right before me, says the Lord. The time of Cain's removal within the church for bringing strange sacrifice and destroying their brethren has come, says the Lord. I, the Lord, have established faith amongst my people. I, the Lord, have allowed such to be established in your nation. The office of faith, says the Lord, needs to be a place of prayer, holiness, prophecy, and reverence, not business as usual, says the Lord. Not pomp and circumstance, not so it gives an air of holiness to the people." And in capitals, it says, "That office will come into order, says the Lord, and will be a beacon of light and salt upon my word. However, says the Lord, there must be an adjustment, and I, the Lord, am making such in this time. Intercede and pray, says the Lord, for that office, and watch what I, the Lord, raise up out of such, for it will surprise many the turn it's about to take, says the Lord. This is a time, says the Lord," it's still the Hamans have gone out to hunt. "This is a time, says the Lord, of reckoning and capitals of promotion for my people amidst the outcry to destroy. I, the Lord, promoted Esther and Mordecai, says the Lord. The enemy is out for blood. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. However, says the Lord, I have come to give life and life more abundant, capital. I have, capitals. This may be the year of the snake. However, says the Lord, this is the year of the rising up of my people and trampling that serpent across the earth. Renewal and revival, the younger generation shall cry for my son Jesus Christ, for they have been wearied and enchained by agendas of demons, and I, the Lord, am in a spectacle, breaking that in this time. The serpent of wokeism shall have a muzzle put on it for a time, as I, the Lord, expose their crimes. This is what we're watching actively unfold now. This was back in February. The heads who claim lives matter are about to fall, says the Lord. And the serpent rainbow of the perverse agenda shall have one of the largest fractures, falls, and scandals in this time. For that cup of iniquity has become full, says the Lord. For I am waking up my capital people to speak the word in an unprecedented time and cause it to be heard by the nations. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of my son Jesus Christ, amen and amen. That was February 20th, 2025. The Hamans have gone out to hunt. We are watching this actively happen and come to pass now. Now, June 30th, 2025, there was a broadcast. It was called Prophetic Alert, a 9/11 ambush. That was the title, June 30th, of that broadcast. The ambush happened midday on September 10th, less than 24 hours before 9/11. And this is going to enter a time, I believe, where we're going to see the rising of the Acts Church. There has been prophecy about this. April 4th, 2025, Passover, word of the Lord. Interestingly enough, April 4th, now the Lord had me give the word on April 4th. April 4th, 57 years prior to this word, is the day Martin Luther King was assassinated. So that's interesting that that lined up that way. April 4th, 2025, Passover, word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, we are entering a time like Acts, says the Lord. The Acts Church, now the Acts Church was under much persecution, because they were making an impact. Keep that in mind. Thus says the Lord, we are entering a time like Acts, says the Lord. The Acts Church shall arise in the midst of the salaciousness and the sorcery. The Acts Church shall arise, the fiery people, with the fire of the Holy Spirit on their word, says the Lord. For I have called and anointed them for this time. For the acts shall happen through the power of the Holy Spirit, and acts shall be judged as well, says the Lord. Your acts are being weighed, says the Lord. That's all capital. There is an event coming in your nation, says the Lord. We're very public and before the nation, that spirit that operates as Jezebel, that operates as Ashtoreth, which is also Ishtar, that spirit in a very public way shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation, and it shall shake the nation. We are coming to that point after what we just saw happen. We are coming to that point. We are coming to that precipice. We are actively going to watch this. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There is an account apparently called Jezebel that's out there claiming that certain people in the occult were paid to curse Charlie Kirk. Now, I'm going to say this. This is real. The dark arts are very real. We have to understand this. And that the church better start operating in the power and authority we have been given over such wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ, to tear down spiritually speaking and reverse such in the name of Jesus Christ. We need to understand this. Now, this is something that, you know, was told to me multiple times. I went and looked it up myself. I went and did some research on it, but it's called Jezebel. Jezebel and Ishtar work in tandem, okay? And we as the church have to start getting real specific about dismantling and destroying curses, incantations in the name of Jesus Christ. You heard it when I prayed initially tonight. We actually just put out that prayer about bringing down dark altars. The church has to start being diligent, disciplined, and specific in how they pray. And the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, is going forth into the United States of America, is going forth into this situation. We are going to actively watch from this, the sheep being separated from the goats. From what we have just, this catastrophic, cataclysmic turning point, we are going to actively watch the sheep being separated from the goats. And interestingly enough, the Lord sent me three dwarf goats in the middle of August, and we had to separate them from our sheep. So they were separated by a fence, and the sheep were separated from the goats. And the Lord tends to prophetically send me certain types of animals here at the sanctuary to represent certain times or events that we are coming into. Right before President Trump was indicted, Cyrus the German Shepherd came, and he came with that name. Right before Passover this year, the Lord sent two doves. And then what happened? Our cat Esther got her paw into the door, which we rectified now, and got one of the doves on its wing. Now, she's fine. She's okay. We got her all treated and everything. But it was a serious incident. That represents the predatory attack on the church to steal people's peace right now and to inject fear into the vein of the United States of America. Then in August, less than a month before Charlie Kirk, the Lord sends three goats, and we have to separate them from the sheep and put them in pens next to each other so the sheep truly are separated from the goats. So this is a time in the government, the media, the church, that we are going to actively watch the sheep being separated from the goats by unprecedented, profound events. They will be separated, and it will be made clear. This is the time of that. If you remember, during COVID, people in their voice were being canceled. People in their voice were being ripped down. And the voice was taken when it came to Charlie Kirk. There is another attempt to take the voice now another way. So instead of lockdowns and cancel culture and ripping down platforms on the internet, it's literally a taking of the life of the breath, because Yahweh is the breath. This is literally a taking of the voice. And Charlie Kirk was similar in ways to Martin Luther King. I think he was like that of our time. He was like a Martin Luther King in ways of our time. He was a voice who called out what was happening in our time. He was a voice of truth and reason amongst the tumult. And the strange thing is that in one decade, you had John F. Kennedy, a president that was assassinated. You had Martin Luther King, you had Malcolm X, and you had the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, a presidential candidate. This all happened in the same decade, in the 1960s. I would pray for RFK Jr. right now. I'm telling you, watching this pattern, I would pray for that man and his safety right now, because I'm seeing the pattern with this, and I'm watching what's happening. And we just really need to intercede and pray, because we can stop and thwart, through the power we've been given through Christ Jesus, these events. We can stop it from having its full effect when we recognize the pattern and we come together in Christ and we pray and we intercede. Now, 10 months after the election is in November. It's 10 months later. 10 months after the election, Charlie Kirk is brutally killed. And John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it in abundance." The agenda of John 10:10, we are watching unfold. Haman had 10 sons. Esther has 10 chapters. Haman went out to hunt. This happened in between two blood moons, both on Purim, 2025 and 2026. This is not an accident that we're watching it line up this way. This is going to shuffle the deck on the conservative side. Just watch. You're going to see a shuffling of the deck, not only on the conservative side, but you're going to see a very hard correction. very hard corrections coming to the other side. The warning from the prophetic is the mercy of God going forth before the events. When the prophetic warns, it's so people can intercede and pray. It is the mercy of God going forth in order to disrupt the plans and agendas and works of darkness and iniquity. What happened yesterday follows the pattern of the Trump shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, back in July of 2024. The building, the yardage away, where the shooter was, how the shot was fired, and now you have a shooter that is still at large. Still at large. This is following a pattern. There is a thread tying Butler, Pennsylvania, to what happened in that area of Utah. There is a thread, and it's an unprecedented time and a turning point we have entered as a nation. Now, I want to take you back to June 8th, 2024. June 8th, 2024, I gave a word from the Lord from the stage at Reawaken America in Detroit. It was the political backdraft word. And I want to read to you that word. I want to read to you the full word of the Lord, given what has happened. And this is what it says. June 8th, 2024, political backdraft word. Who I have anointed will go in the highest seats of your land, says the Lord. Not who the pundits say with their jousting of rhetoric and speculations that are specks of dust to me, says the Lord. Their words have no substance. They lack meat that would nourish the people. Instead, they binge on junk capital food for their souls through the prognosticators, political puppets, and jesters meant to entertain you and distract capital from the people having the clear vision to see the root of the issue, says the Lord. The root shall and will be dug up in a public excavation before the people, for the wicked have mixed in sand with the soil, and it has weakened the root. The root shall be exposed by the same measure they so chose to destroy this nation, a great spectacle, an open spectacle, where there shall be no way to escape this excavation, for it shall be long and deep, says the Lord. The parties whose root systems have joined together shall be split and broken by an axe retrieved by one I have called to do so. When fire begins and grows, there is a great potential for a backdraft, a phenomenon when a fire has taken up all available oxygen and suddenly a door is open, capital, and that fire suddenly, capital, explodes because the unexpected oxygen has been made available. Thus says the Lord, that door is about to open, and this nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur because of a door suddenly opening. I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw, I have put a bit in their mouths, and I have drawn them in. I have allowed, capital, the wicked, corrupt, and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of an insatiable desire for power, and that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats, has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal. Lots were illegally cast for the days of destruction of political opponents. And those who speak truth, where truth is in their hearts. My truth, capital, says the Lord. Lots were illegally cast for such destruction outside the legal scope of my covenant and holy days, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Haman did the same, illegally cast lots for the destruction of an opponent who saw through who he was and the seed of king he so desired. Therefore, according to my word, a reversal had to go forth that caused a series of doors to open that led to a backdraft and explosion upon Haman and his family. The same has been done here, says the Lord. A gross miscalculation of covenants, times, and seasons, a gross miscalculation of their power and pull to hunt down prey in the political arena and the church, and have the security enough in seat to get away with such wickedness, says the Lord. They have in their foolishness, in their hearts, thought they could ascend. However, they shall now descend down a steep hill, and upon that slope are the thistles, thorns, and briars they so sowed that have grown to now ensnare them with every charge they attempted to smear others with, shall now catch and ensnare them and tear apart all they have amassed from such treachery, says the Lord. There has been a violation of order, says the Lord, and those who have been charged, says the Lord, will be taken through the valley in order to stand on the hills. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert, and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness. Their flesh has led, says the Lord, in such an escapade to hold on to and keep a grip on stolen property, says the Lord. This nation and land was given to me, says the Lord. The covenant, the promise made from New York. They have attempted to steal such pridefully capital, steal such, and put it in the house of their gods, says the Lord. The nation needs to turn to me in an hour of tumult and uprising, says the Lord, and seek forgiveness. However, says the Lord, that is still my covenant, and those who have played the thieves for your gods shall be thrown on their faith in on their face in this hour, and shall be powerless to protect you from the wage to be paid you for your sin. This is the last moments before the window of grace closes for such. Repent now, says the Lord, of your heinous deeds. For those who sit on the bench of power shall be weighed in this hour, and their briefcases and filing cabinets opened and searched, as it shall be smeared what riches their hands so took and what deals they made to the beast on the hill, and a department that has little to do with justice and much capital to do with justifying capital, their detestable behavior. Hearing August, as they cling to the horns of the altar, for the box they have opened is dark and shall swallow up their titles and power and influence, as many will attempt to jump from a sinking ship after all the life rafts have gone forth. Thus says the Lord, align with my will, my ways, and my timing. That's capital. Do not think you know better in this hour. For if I, the Lord, delivered Peter from the prisons of the jailer, I can do the same for those who sing my praises, capital, in this hour, instead of fight out of the flesh. The praises of Peter opened the prison doors. The faithfulness of Joseph in prison, interpreting the dreams for the cupbearer and baker, opened the prison doors for Joseph, and David refusing to kill Saul when he had the chance, after all Saul had done to try and destroy him. I, the Lord, protected and blessed David, and by my capital hand righteously Saul was removed. It is the full surrender to me, capital, the Lord God, through my son Jesus Christ, that unlocks doors of prisons, breaks chains, delivers from the snare of the fowler, and temptation Satan dangles to entice the flesh. Capitals, hear me this day, says the Lord. There is no prison I cannot get to. There is no courtroom that I cannot enter. There is no office in the capital of your nation that I cannot view their foul plots with the stench of such diseased branches. There is nowhere my arm cannot reach to save. It's a matter of surrender, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, am walking your nation through this valley of the shadow of death. From one who came out of the shadow valley, who led your nation into such when the nation did not humble itself in turn. However, I am a merciful God, and I shall lead you through this valley of decision and deliverance. For in the valley, when it seems it's darkest, there is a light that shall suddenly break through the darkness, and I shall pull this nation from its grip. A table, a feast shall be prepared in the presence of my enemies, your nation's enemies, and the enemies of those who I have anointed for such a time. And I shall make them sit there and watch their delicate dainties of deceit be turned over before them. For they have merchandised the political, this nation and its covenant to the nations of the earth. They have tagged it with a price, and one of the prices was the destruction of political opponents for lucrative deals to fill their pockets. However, drive your nation deeper into the bondage of debt. My son Jesus paid the largest debt in history, the sins of humanity, and that blood so shall be applied to cancel the continued robbery and progress of a nation and a robbing of their relationship with Israel. However, call on me now fully, says the Lord. Doors may close, says the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night. However, joy cometh in the morning. The justice of Yahweh shall carry out the verdict. All men should tremble and humble themselves and bridle the tongue in this hour. For I, the Lord thy God, want to be the loudest and sharpest voice that speaks over your nation. Your leadership should tremble, for scrolls have entered Washington, D.C., and they are about to be opened by angels prepared to overturn it at the opening of these scrolls. My church, now is your hour to rise up and be the voice crying in the wilderness, proclaiming the way of salvation and leading a very lost nation through this dark valley. You are the light of the world, the city on a hill, and if part of the church wants to die in that valley of dry bones, then continue on, my little flock. Prophesy to the valley of bones in your nation that the grave will release its grip and your nation comes forth from the tomb of Sodom. It was so placed in. Know this day, I am God, there is no other. A historic and unprecedented time calls for such measures. The sword of the Spirit and your faith, my children, is what will make a very broken nation a new vessel upon the wheel of the potter. The winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm that is one of judgment and correction. Prepare, my children, the desperation they so unleash will be what causes their fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. That was June 8th, 2024. That word was given. We are actively watching this word continue to unfold now. We are actively watching that continue to unfold. Ben Shapiro is another one I think they have their sights set on. I've heard this more than once today, and I would just pray for him. I would pray and intercede for him as well. But we are watching that June 8th political backdraft word. We are watching the political backdraft. We are watching this actively continue to unfold. It is not an accident. And the Lord kept saying pride. Why? Because transgenderism and the LGBTQ+, their foundation is pride. Their flag is pride. Their motto is pride. The Lord was pointing at the group that was going to do this. But pride shall now be their judge and jury, because this is not going to accomplish what they think. In fact, this is going to drive it down a steep cliff that they have been driving themselves towards. This is what's coming. It's a deep, deep word. And we're watching it actively unfold. So we'll put this up again on the blog. It is in June 8th as well, if you search it, but we'll put this back up on the blog within these notes. But this is going to unfold in the next days and the coming days and probably in the coming weeks. And so we are going to continue to watch it unfold. We're going to continue to pray for Charlie Kirk's family, his wife, his children. I have some big questions why the shooting of Charlie Kirk is showing up on Amazon. September 9th is the first time it showed up, a day before he was even shot and killed. There is a very sadistic undercurrent moving in this nation. There is a very ancient demonic entities attached to it, working with disciples of darkness, working with the transgender agenda, working with those that have been given over to reprobate minds. And we as the church have to step in the gap. We as the church have to help lead the nation through this valley. We have to help lead this nation through this valley so we can stand and proclaim the works of the Lord on the hills. It is time for the church to be the Acts church, to rise up with the fire and the boldness that is needed in this hour to speak the truth of the Lord, because we are at a turning point in this nation. They are ruthless. The kingdom of darkness is ruthless. The disciples of darkness are ruthless. We have to understand this, and we have to understand that the days of superficial prayer, the days of just surface, are over. It's time to go deeper, to go higher. It's time to get specific when we speak and when we pray. It's time to dismantle the works of darkness and iniquity. It's time to not let curses near your family anymore and to tear down dark altars in the name of Jesus Christ. It's time to intercede, because the blood of the innocent is crying out before the throne of God who murdered them. It's not just Charlie Kirk. You've got Christians being butchered in Syria, being butchered in the Congo right now. You've got brothers and sisters around the world that are being butchered by these ancient entities who are partnering with disciples of darkness to shed innocent blood on altars, to power those altars in order that they may keep that area in chains. They want America in chains. We have to understand this. They are looking to put America in chains. There is a very active war and a very active advance around 9/11. Next year on 9/11, Rosh Hashanah starts at sundown. The Feast of Trumpets and 9/11 intersect. We are in a window of a year from when this happened to now Rosh Hashanah and 9/11 intersecting next year. This is the battleground year. This is it. And the Trump administration needs prayer, because I'm going to tell you, the Assyrian Empire, the words Assyrian, which was founded in 9/11 BCE, Ishtar, and Antichrist, all have the word AI in it. So if you don't think this is an ancient agenda that is now being activated in a modern day world, it is. And we really need to pray for them in this temperature, because the enemy is desperate. The enemy is strategically attempting things on certain days. And we as the church can stand in the gap. It is the prayers of the saints. Prayer is active. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And what I have started doing, because the Lord said this to me, and I perceive it to be the Lord, because I would not have thought of this. When we take the sword of the Spirit, now taking a sword and using a sword are two different things. When you take a sword, you're pulling it out. When you use a sword, you're actively swinging it. And what I have been doing is when I put on the full armor of God, and this is important for you to hear. This is what I say. I put on the full armor of God. I command the shield of faith up in front of me, Chris, Ark of Grace Ministries, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And then I say, I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I activate the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in my favor and to destroy the snares and weapons the enemy deploys at me and my family, and make the way straight for me to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord Almighty has ordained for me. I'm taking the sword and I'm activating it. I'm activating its capabilities. So we have to start getting real specific and intentional when we pray, because we cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Our battle isn't against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God that you may stand in that day, and having done all, to stand. You know what that means? You put your armor on and you hold your position. Church, right now, you need to hold your position in this. You need to hold your position. Do not back off of your position. Do not cower. Do not allow a spirit of fear right now. That's why that video is traveling everywhere, that horrific video of the moment he got shot, because there is trying to be a spirit of fear perpetrated, so people back off of their positions. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And this is the time for the church to toe the line, to hold their position, to not back down, to activate the sword of the Spirit, to put the armor on, and to be the axe church, to be the watchman on the wall, to be the church that operates in power and authority from on high. And instead of us being moved, that the kingdom of darkness, its agendas, its exploits, and its disciples have to retreat in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, submit to God, resist the enemy, and he shall flee from you. The church has to submit right now. We have to be submitted to God in this. It is so important with how the enemy is operating. He's preemptively striking to pick off the heirs. You better pray for Donald Trump's sons. You better intercede for them and their children. Because the enemy is moving about like he moved about through Pharaoh, through Athaliah, through Herod. This is what we're watching happen. And we need to intercede and pray. And we recognize this. We can intercede. And in the name of Jesus Christ, tear it down and dismantle it. It's about time we actually believe what the word of God said and operated in that power, knowing the capabilities of the Word of God, knowing the endless power of who God is, knowing the omniscience and omnipotence and Alpha and Omega that God is. We have to get out of the churchy bubble of just speaking in church lingo and really not with the fire of the Holy Spirit letting the enemy have it, because this is the time we are at. We are at a turning point. The church is either going to rise or fall, and it needs to rise in this hour. The church needs to rise. Shepherds, stand up and shepherd your flock. Stand up and be the visionary. Stand up and see the wolves coming in the distance and work with the Lord and the rest of the fivefold in order to cut them off before they ever get near your flock. That's the time it is right now. We have to understand the temperature we are in. And we have to praise the Lord in the middle of it, because that's a weapon, and it's like firing a bazooka into the enemy's plans. Put on the garment of praise. It lifts the spirit of heaviness. Praise the Lord in the midst of the tumult, and watch what Almighty God works in your lives in this nation. It's time for prayer, and it's time for praise. It's time for putting on that garment of praise all the way up to the White House, all the way up to the cabinet. And I'm telling you, the Lord is going to evict the false gods out of the White House, because they're in the cabinet. And there's a legal door of access, and the Lord is going to evict them in the midst of this. You are going to watch the eviction happen, because the fear of the Lord from this is going to descend on the nation. And you're going to watch media entities collapse through this. Watch. Watch, because we are on the precipice of that right now. So I'll leave you with that thought. Praise the Lord. I felt that. I felt that when that was said. Okay, so I want to say a few things real quick, because I didn't realize how prophetic this title was until all of this happened, which is hard sometimes when you realize. But Brace for Impact, the Lord appropriately gave me that title for Brace for Impact. It is on arcofgrace.org on the front of the page. You can go pre-order it now. It is coming out in April. Five rare prophetic events that will trigger a spiritual tipping point. There is a lot in this book that is prophetically connected all the way up to 2028 and the next election. 2026 and 2028, let me tell you, they're trying to shed blood having to do with the midterms and the election as well. So you can go on arcofgrace.org and order that if you want. And we're just going to quickly mention the wellness company. The wellness company has amazing ivermectin, mebendazole cleanses. They also have amazing all-natural products. They have an amazing all-natural toothpaste. So if you want to get away from fluoride-based toothpaste, they have an amazing toothpaste as well. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more. And we also have Grid Down Chow Down, one of our newest partners, grass-fed, grass-finished. It is no inoculations at all. It is freeze-dried, amazing beef. You can use it for your dogs too, as well, for treats or to put some in their food. So you can use it for yourself and your dog. It has an amazing shelf life as well, as 10 to 15 years. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can use promo code ARC on that. And I think it's promo code for the wellness company. It is the promo code GRACE. I thought so. Okay. So promo code GRACE for the wellness company, promo code ARC for Grid Down Chow Down. That's all we're going to say. We're not even going to commercials. I'm just mentioning this quickly. And we're going to end tonight. I'm also going to be, we are going to Warrior, Alabama. How profound that this happens. And I was already scheduled to go to Warrior, Alabama. September 12th to the 14th, I am going to be preaching there as well. We are going to be doing baptisms as well. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/events to learn more about this. We also have our address and other information you might be looking for. It is in arcofgrace.org/events. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators. We have to have a steadfast resolve in this right now. We have to. We have to, because the enemy wants to discourage us in the midst of this. He wants to discourage us. And our hope is in the Lord. Our hope can't be in a man. As amazing as Charlie Kirk was, and he was, Our hope cannot be in a man. Our hope has to be in the source that gives life to the man. Our hope has to be in the Lord in the midst of this. So cling to the Lord in this. Keep your eyes on the Lord in this. He will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So we have to put our minds in that, in the midst of this, because the enemy is literally trying to throw the train off the tracks, literally. And the enemy is trying to scare the church, scare the nation, bring fear in, and make people back off their positions. And we have to stand the position God has given us. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I pray that a lot, that psalm, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have to cleanse our hearts. We also have the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Hebrews 11, Ephesians 1 and 3 as well. I speak those scriptures every single day from those chapters because the word of God is living, active, and current for every generation, and we have to utilize it. Words have power. Your words should matter in this. Your words should be like the precision of a surgeon with dismantling the works of darkness and iniquity through Christ Jesus. So be encouraged. Let not your heart be troubled in the midst of this. Be encouraged because Christ has overcome the world. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful evening. We will be putting out shorts as well, and we will be on live early next week. Keep the faith. God bless.